So from boot camp, I went to boot camp. And then from there, I went to core school in San Diego. And after core school, then I was stationed at the Naval Hospital in San Diego for, I worked on a medical ward for, 4 or 5 months. And then for some reason, they decided to send me up to the mental ward as a corpsman. I didn't have any say-so in it. They needed somebody there, and I was under orders, so I had to go up there. So I got out, so I started working on the mental ward with mental patients. And we had guys there that cracked up going in the service, the Marines and the Navy at that time that weren't capable, and they cracked up in boot camp. We had guys left over from World War II that cracked up and went AWOL and stuff. We had them in that ward. And anyway, I worked up there for quite a while. And they had a school down in Fort Worth, Texas, at a public health service hospital. They called it the NPT school, the Neuropsychiatric Technician School. So I decided to go to school down in Texas at that school. And that was a 16-week course. And that hospital down there, it was four units. There was like four buildings facing each other. And you never walked around outside. All of them are underground tunnels that you walk through at all the buildings. One of them was the administration building, one was the mess hall, and the other two were ward buildings. And they had all the patients down there. It was run by the federal government. It was patients from Indian reservations, from government installations where people had mental problems. We had all kinds of patients down there. The receiving ward was suicidal and watch and this and that. We had an Army or Navy commander went down there. He was in there about 6 months, so they figured that he was cured. He went downtown on Liberty and killed himself. That's how that place worked. Those guys, you never knew what they were going to do or how they were going to do. It was a great experience and a great education into mental illnesses. And I think it helped me when I was in combat because a lot of guys were cracking up over there. And a doctor at the VA asked me one time, he said, if I thought I ever had PTSD. And I just frankly told him, I said, when you're in a situation where all you're thinking out of day to day is of not getting killed, keeping from getting killed, and killing somebody else, I said, you have periods of PTSD. I said, it just warps your mind. But I said, when you got back to normal, then you'd forget about it. But to this day, I still think of things that happened to me in Korea, believe it or not.